A tanker with links to Israel was seized today in the Gulf of Aden off Yemen's coast. The vessel is carrying a full cargo of phosphoric acid and a multinational crew of 22. No groups claimed responsibility, but it's at least the third maritime attack in recent days that's been linked to the Israel-Hamas war. Three young men of Palestinian descent were shot last evening as they walked to dinner in Burlington, Vermont. All three graduated from the same high school in the West Bank and are now in American colleges. Burlington police say a white male with a handgun confronted them. Arab anti-discrimination groups say they were chatting in Arabic and wearing keffiyehs. The Palestinian Foreign Ministry condemned the shootings and called on U.S. authorities to hold those responsible to account. A powerful winter storm swept through parts of Eastern Europe today, knocking out power and closing roads. A large part of Bulgaria is under a state of emergency, and the Odessa region of war-weary Ukraine is also being hit hard by the winter weather. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, an 11-year-old trying to change the world through astrophysics, mealworms, and teaching other young girls. And the life and legacy of the first Native American woman to become an engineer.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.